Good morning, everyone. Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to your day. Welcome to your magical day. Today's Monday. Happy Monday. Today is a holiday. It's a holiday because that's how I set up my Mondays. You know how people in the old world, how they always, you know, don't like Mondays, and it's only because they feel like they have to go back to work, and they feel like they have to go back to work to a job that they don't like. So usually on Sunday afternoons, people start getting depressed because they have to go to work on Monday mornings. And when I would tap into that energy, I just wanted to shift that energy. So what I started doing is I started setting up my Mondays to be a holiday. And it can still be a working day, but energetically, I wanted Monday to be exactly like a Sunday, feeling really, really good vibrationally, so that I can change the energy of what has been set up based on our Gregorian calendar, Monday being such a heavy day where people don't like going back to work. And so Mondays, for me, is a holiday. And that's how I view it. And so see how that feels. See how that feels for you. So happy Monday, everyone. Today's title is called We Welcome the Inner Child to Come Out and Play. And if you can hear the music in the background, the music I selected this morning is classical music for kids, relaxing music for children in the classroom, Mozart for kids on YouTube. I'll probably use a lot more of that this month in the membership, because that's what we're doing right now, is we're welcoming our inner child to come out and play. Our inner child to come alive and experience the world through our inner child. Experience the kingdom of God, the kingdom of love, heaven on earth through our inner child. This is what this time period is all about. And the energies are absolutely 100% supporting us for this expression. Just like this last past weekend, I was invited to go to a drumming circle. And the invitation stated that we will ground in heaven on earth. And since you, the tribe, and we have already created the template here in the membership, I knew that it was a perfect opportunity to anchor in the ceremony for this awesome creation. And when we got there, it was truly heaven on earth. Absolutely. Everything was set up exactly like you just arrived at heaven. The grounds were magical. It was stunning. There were no words as to what my eyesight was taking in, and the energetics were just divine. My beloved partner Brian, and of course our beloved Bob, my beloved Bob, we drove up the hill at Big Lake to participate in grounding in the new energy. And the day was magnificent. The sanctuary was so divine, overlooking the water below. The house was a healing center, perfect reflection of what I'm creating for myself and for my retreats that I will have in the future. I was so delighted that the universe showed me how close my new place is, and that I'm even more now dedicated and committed to realizing my dream. It was so awesome. There were 22 people gathered. 22, a master number. We danced, we drummed, we sang, and we loved each other one and all. The energy was so sacred and so honoring. I feel so blessed, so grateful for this life, for how happy my life is. 5D living with ease into the new reality. How happy and in love with life I feel. with myself, with my source, with my God, that I can hardly believe what is unfolding. So much love in my relationships being reflected back to me. It's absolutely amazing to put into words what I'm experiencing. That's the challenge, because you have to really be able to articulate how you're feeling. And when you're feeling so much bliss and so much joy and so much love, and there is not that underlining current of that there's something wrong, or that something's going to happen, even though the world outside is extremely chaotic and there's lots of chaos and there's lots of pain and there's lots of change. But when you're coming from a place of emotional calm and emotional center, and you're completely aligned with your truth, and you're completely aligned with source, and you're completely surrendered into the energy, it's in this moment. Oh, it's so awesome. I hope that you're having this experience too. And my darling, if you're not having this experience, I know that you will soon. So keep releasing, because it hasn't always been this way for me. Not at all. It's been really, really challenging. The work to release the separation, to release the old limiting constructs, has been hard and has been painful. To release the victim and claim the true relationship with Source, with God, with the higher self, in each moment of every day, in full trust and honor. So as we begin this powerful week, we're moving into alignment even more. Allow all the dust to fall away that is no longer your truth. July is for integration of the new you. August, we have powerful eclipses coming that will assist us even more. And September is when we will have anchored in our true leadership in this one year. So for today, my darlings, we're blueprinting our new reality. Speak this out loud. With calm mastery of my emotions, I direct my life. With calm mastery of my emotions, I direct my life. With calm mastery of my emotions, I direct my life. I invite my inner child to come out and play. I invite my inner child to come out and play. I invite my inner child to come out and play. Honoring my innocence, I trust the new path before me. Honoring my innocence, I trust the new path before me. Honoring my innocence, I trust the new path before me. Have an amazing, amazing Monday. Have an amazing holiday. I send you so much love. I send you so much peace and liberty for our heaven on earth. Namaste, beloveds. Till tomorrow. Ciao.